That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. If you were on TikTok during 2020 and not creating content, but just consuming it, like if I set the scene for you, we're all afraid to go outside, we're in lockdown. This is a traumatic setting. I'll stop setting the scene. But the chances are, if you were scrolling TikTok in 2020, you came across Brooke Avrick, otherwise known as Lady Efron, and Connor Wood, otherwise known as Fibula. Now, Brooke and Connor are two of the most hilarious content creators out there right now. They got their start on TikTok. They now have a podcast called Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. They have amassed over 2 million followers on social media. They self-describe themselves as frenemies, but really, they have the sweetest friendship you will soon see. And they cover everything from pop culture, the tech world, current events, and everything in between. I'm a huge fan of both Brooke and Connor. And today, we're just going to really talk about what it's truly like to kind of navigate the influencer world. Also, the social scene of that, the dynamics, right? Is there social climbing? How do you make real friends? What sort of pressure comes along with that and constantly receiving feedback from the world? We're going to talk about therapy. We're going to talk about ghosts. We're going to talk about singing. I mean, this is really a fun episode. And before you listen, I do want to clarify one thing I realized that I didn't when we were having this conversation, but on Brooke and Connor's podcast, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, they talk about this tier system with celebrities. And so basically, when we get to this part of the episode, which isn't even that long, and it's kind of at the very end, but I do want to give you guys the context so you can fully enjoy it. Brooke describes our love for celebrities in three different tiers. So tier three is like, okay, when I'm watching this person on TV or in a movie, I Google them, I look up their IMDb or their Wikipedia. But when I'm not watching the show, I don't really think about them. I don't care about them. I don't like follow them on social media. A tier two is I follow this person on social media. Like I watch their YouTube videos when I'm bored. Like you are an active fan of this person. And then a tier one is like, as Brooke says, I will die if I don't marry this person. Like that is her tier one definition. So anyways, take that as you will, as you listen to the episode. Today's shout out goes to Nora Kavanaugh. What's up, Nora? And Nora left a review saying, Real Pod is really amazing. This podcast has made me feel less alone in my struggles, insecurities, and anxieties. and has meant the world to me. Definitely give it a listen. It is worth it. Nora Kavanaugh, thank you so much for this review. I love hearing from all of you, and I'm so grateful that you tune in every week. You spend time here. I know you have lots of choices. So thank you. Thank you. And if you are enjoying the show and you want to leave us a rating, you can do so. That would mean the world. It really helps us out. And if you leave a review, you just might be the special shout out on next week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen so you get that automatic download every Wednesday. And without further ado, we're going to get started and dive in to this episode with Brooke Averick and Connor Wood. Brooke, Connor, thank you for coming on Real Pod.
Oh my gosh, Victoria, thank you so much for having us.
What a treat, truly, for us.
I am so excited. I feel like I feel like I'm like at lunch with like the cool kids. You guys just you do content well, you're funny, you're social. So this is truly a treat for me.
Oh, that is so nice of you to say. Thank you so much. You are just amazing too. Oh, so we're thanks. So happy to be here.
When we were like going over it, I'm like, we recorded this morning and ours is at 9 a.m. So it's a little bit unhinged.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm so glad we got that out of the way because I feel like we kind of like had recess and we're going to have like a much clearer level
recess
ahead.
Lunch. And
I
now
love that. A 9 a.m. podcast is definitely unhinged. I feel like I'd be delirious. I would still think my dreams were reality.
I'm so delirious and I can't sleep the night before a podcast because I'm always so nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I just have like the worst nerves about everything, but I can't sleep ever. So I'm always like half asleep, like half like adrenaline, like crazy situation happening.
I would never know. You sound so natural
that
on
is
the show.
So nice of you to say it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
she usually Snapchats me at like 5 a.m. She's like, I have not gone to sleep yet. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have to be up at 6 to get the swelling down in my face before they turn the camera on.
Oh. So use a nice ice roller or something.
I'm ice rolling the crap out of my face at 6:15 in the morning.
Well, considering your early wake ups, podcasting already, how is your spirit? And I say spirit because I feel like that just elicits a more holistic answer.
Yeah.
That you're so good really at this. I just want to say, like, I feel like I'm like, this is just so much
more professional.
Yeah, it's
professional.
Professional. I didn't want to say more.
No, but I'm excited to have you guys here to kind of bring me down to earth, to have a normal human conversation. That's when we got lunch. That's what we were talking about. I need some of your vibes.
And I need all of yours. Because you're like a real grown up and you just really have your, can I say, I guess I can say shit.
Oh, you can swear. Yeah.
Oh, people you just really have your shit together.
People have this visual that my followers are all
yeah,
like 10.
I don't know why
so they're
I
like,
thought
can
that.
I swear? I'm
not
like
10, but like
my
not
popular age range is like 25 to like 30.
Yeah.
People be shocked.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, just us getting here was just so fascinating. You would think that we were 11, honestly. Like we got stuck in the parking garage. We're in the wrong building. The front desk is like, you're supposed to be in the red building, right? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, so look around.
Yeah.
What you're going to see is blue.
Oh, they walked you through it that way.
Yeah.
So they're like, red is that color of that building across the room.
Oh,
like, yes,
that's cruel.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's, we're going to make our way over there.
But whenever people tell me directions, I'm like physically incapable of listening. Like immediate zone out. Like I'm in math class.
Oh, yeah.
So thank God you were there because and I wouldn't have been able to.
I hope
here.
You got a good look at my car because we won't be seeing it again.
No.
Once I park in a parking garage, it's kind of like every time I park in a parking garage. Like,
yeah.
That's probably the last time I'll see my
say
car.
Your goodbyes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is definitely amazing here. With my last guest, I walked out to the street and then I walked her through where I would drive a car because that's the only way I know in and out.
Yeah.
It was. Anyways, our spirit.
Well, I was going to say, what you're going to notice about having us on a podcast is we're going to talk a lot and not answer your question. And it's not on purpose.
Right. I know. I feel like I have this really awesome opportunity to be like, Brooke and Connor, what's really going on?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what's under all the jokes?
Oh. Yeah. I mean.
Adderall. I'm just kidding.
Chaos. How's your spirit?
Spirit's high.
It's high.
Now it's way higher than it was like I was in traffic coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Monica.
My spirit's at a 5 out of 10 today. I'm feeling my spirit's high because I knit this sweater and I'm wearing it today.
You're so talented.
Thank you so much. And my spirit's a little low because someone DM'd me and said it was ugly. So, you know, it's a give and take. But Connor said it was my fault because I said, do you like my sweater? And I asked for it.
No. That's not what I said. I said, well, when you put something in a public forum and get an answer that you don't like, we're in the wrong industry because the industry that we've chosen for ourselves, and it is the chosen industry, is one of very subjective opinions and not 100% positive feedback, which is what I need.
Right. So constructive criticism is hard.
And you don't feel like you do well with negative feedback.
No, I don't feel that way.
But it's a process. I get anything that isn't like 100%, I would jump in front of a bus for you, then I'm like, I should probably just email my team
quit.
Yeah. Honestly, like, well, I'm just not cut out for it.
But it's interesting because in terms of my spirit and my sweater, like, I'll get 100 DMs that are like, love your sweater. And then the one that's like, your sweater is ugly. That's why my spirit's crushed today.
I know, which is ridiculous. And actually, one of my favorite quotes that's helped me a lot, you know, Phineas.
Right, Phineas.
He said, to believe the good reviews is to believe the bad.
Yeah.
And I love that because I get really hyped up on the positivity. But if you're going to get hyped up on the positivity, you're going to fall with the negativity.
Right.
If you just kind of view everything as like just energy, but you're doing your thing, it's better. But then I feel bad because I'm not appreciating the love.
Right.
So it's tough.
I guess you have to be able to receive both.
Yeah. I think it's cool people that like have such a level head that like they don't have the high highs and they don't have the low lows.
Right.
Just, like, it ebbs and flows. I'm like, maybe I should start smoking weed.
Right.
Because that's clearly the situation that we're having here.
Anyway,
sorry, I don't know if I can say smoking weed.
You can. Okay. And actually, something a lot of people don't know about me is Max and I smoke weed quite often.
Really?
Really? I would not have known that.
No one knows. And this is actually the first time I've actually said it, but I've been wanting to because I enjoy that occasionally.
I live in California.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's legal.
But
it's legal.
I honestly was always not I never liked it because I don't like, if it's not obvious, I'm a bit controlling and very type A.
Yeah.
So any substance kicking me off my my path, like, I feel like that's a threat.
Right.
So I always hated it. And then over time, I think I found the right like strain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I actually enjoy this on the moments where, you know, it's good. I can't like smoke if I'm very anxious or lots going on. I have to already be chill. And then it just like it locks in my chill.
Right.
It's like the seatbelt to my chill.
That's great.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating, too.
I'm just really, well, I've never smoked or anything. And then when we moved here, Connor and I lived together when we first moved here. And he was like, you know, we should probably start smoking weed just because, like, everyone does it. And it's going to get us into a nice creative headspace and, like, something to do.
I was thinking it would help with, like, writing bits.
And
like,
I was like,
you know what I mean?
Connor, like, it really doesn't agree with me. Like, I don't think it's a good idea. Anyway, long story short. You didn't like it.
Yeah.
And you were the one who suggested it. And I was like, I don't know how I've lived my life without this.
Oh, so you do enjoy it.
I love it. And now I've moved on to just only doing my little gummies.
See, I cannot do an edible.
Oh, really?
That's part of the control thing. If it just hits me when I'm not ready, I can't.
See, I only like the edible because my lungs are just like so weak.
This episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Now, y'all know I drink Athletic Greens every single morning, and not just me, but Max. And it's so easy. All you do is take one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, which in one scoop, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. So you scoop all of that up, you put it in a cup, you mix it with water, and that special blend is supporting your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, all of the things. I don't like to worry throughout my day about the nutrients I'm consuming and the ingredients, and am I getting enough of this and enough of that food group? Like, as an intuitive eater, I just really like to listen to my body. So when I have Athletic Greens in the morning, it makes me feel a whole lot better because I know I'm checking this big box of like, I did something for my body that I know is really good for it. I don't have to worry about vitamins or supplements. Like, Athletic Greens is checking all the bases for me. If you want to try Athletic Greens, they are offering Real Pod listeners a very special offer. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/realpod. That's athleticgreens.com/realpod. And you will get a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Right now, it is time to arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. No need for tons of different pills or supplements. All you have to do is head to athleticgreens.com/realpod to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Today's episode is also sponsored by Cozy Earth. Now listen to this. Cozy Earth has been featured on Oprah's favorites list for 4 years in a row. Yep, you heard that right. Oprah, favorites list, 4 years in a row. Cozy Earth develops and crafts high quality goods with responsibly and sustainably sourced materials from the earth so that you can get the restorative sleep you need to curate your sanctuary and recharge from the comfort of your own home. So Max and I love the Cozy Earth sheets and the bedding because it's temperature regulating, which means it keeps you cool and comfortable all night long. Max hates being overheated at night, and I love the covers, so we could not be more opposite. But Cozy Earth has temperature regulating bedding, which means it's perfect for both of us. And get this, there's a 100-night sleep test. That means you can try it for 100 nights. And if you don't love it, you can send it back for a full refund. I mean, who offers that? Who tells you you can take a product home for 100 nights and then make a decision? I love that about Cozy Earth. They have a 10-year warranty on all of their products, and they have provided an exclusive offer for Real Pod listeners today. It's 35% off site-wide when you use the code REALPOD. That's 35% off site-wide when you use the code REALPOD, R-E-A-L-P-O-D, at Cozy Earth when you check out. So if you're looking for the perfect bedding and high-quality goods with responsibly and sustainably sourced materials from the earth, head over to Cozy Earth and use code REALPOD, R-E-A-L-P-O-D, for 35% off site-wide. From just this opening here with you guys living together and the way that you talk and the banter, so how did you meet? And was TikTok a plan for either of you?
Good question.
Yeah, we like started in this first wave. I'd say actually second wave of TikTok.
So which was like 2020?
Yeah. 2020, same. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Enough that we caught the back end of being massively viral, but not enough where we could have been Charli D'Amelio. Right?
I know. Well, like the D'Amelios, they were all kind of like musically, there were dancers and stuff. And like there was this beginning group of people that talked. And I guess like with the algorithm's good graces, like we just ended up, there was a group of people that were talking to the camera and they were funny and they had personalities and whatever. And then there was the dancing group and it was like very clear divides. And then there's the people that were consistently talking. And then my algorithm ended up being like six people, and that was it. Brooke was one of them. And then I started getting, you know, when you get tagged in people's posts and it's like, this is giving me you vibes. This is, and you get tagged like 11 times. I would get that all the time with like a handful of people, and Brooke was one of them. And then there was a couple of us. There was like Jack Martin, Brooke,
Sally Dar, Kat Wellington.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
yeah.
we're all still friends with. But, and then we just like,
they came out to visit. I was in Newport Beach for a while, and they came out to visit a couple times, and then we made that house in LA, and we were like, we're gonna be like a comedy, like we all graduated college, we have degrees, we're adults. I don't know what we were thinking. We
yeah. comedy I, content yeah, like, and then yeah. we made it 2 months and then or 3 months and then
I'm surprised I didn't like rip you guys apart, and you maintained a great friendship.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah. it wasn't bad. I think like we were just like all kind of confused because we weren't teenagers, and it was the pandemic, so like it was just like a weird figure out type thing. But
yeah.
But neither of us, like I got laid off for the second time during the pandemic from Bird in Santa Monica, the scooter company. And
what'd you do for them?
I was doing marketing. So they like started a marketing team. It was me and three other people for this like several billion dollar company, whatever. And it was just like so shitty because the pandemic hit, and then obviously going outside and touching something that everybody else is touching is just like not the
ideal
situation.
I don't even
agree
with the product we're marketing here.
No, and they didn't either. And they're like, so we kind of can't market this right now. So you're actually done working here. Your job is actually done. And I was like, yeah, no, totally. I get that. So yikes. And then I just was drinking a lot during the pandemic because I had nothing to do. My job during the pandemic, the beginning of it was, I apply to 10 jobs during the day. I write 10 cover letters, and then it's the end of the day and I have a couple beers.
And were you always feeling like you had a creative something in you and that conforming to that kind of job? Were you excited to write all the cover letters and send the resumes or no?
Yeah, I actually like really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I kind of miss it because it's like, you know, in college when you're like rushing or whatever, or it's like child interviewing or like student interviewing. That was always fun because like I was like able to like shift.
You're good at it.
I'm manipulative.
It.
I'm a snake. No, I just like, I like the whole, I don't know, tweaking your resume to like fit a job. Or I don't know. I don't know why that's fun to me, but that was always really fun until I got to job number 49 and couldn't get past four interviews. I was like, what am I? I'm like so stuck, and then like lucked out, got signed at an agency, was still doing comedy. And that's now it's been a year and a half since I got signed. So
I was a preschool teacher before COVID, and then like I didn't have any like ideas of doing comedy or whatever. And then we went virtual, and then I was like, okay, I'll download TikTok. And then like I feel like I had seen like a few people do comedy on TikTok, and I was like, okay, like I could do something. And then I just posted, and then just like got really lucky with the algorithm, had like one viral video, quit my job because I was already kind of wanting to quit anyway.
With just starting your TikTok, Brooke, because I feel like I could see you being two types of people, the person that you are now, which is super talented and like reached success. I could also see another part of you that was like, oh my God, I'm not going to post a video. That's so cringe.
That was my feeling.
Really?
Well, I didn't even want to download TikTok because I was like, my sister was on it and she's 15 at the time. And I was like, this is like that's what TikTok is like for 15 year olds who like to watch dances or whatever. So it took like a pulling teeth for me to even download it. And then once I think I saw Sally Dar, who's one of our friends. And I was like, this girl's cool. Like, she's funny. She's posting on TikTok. It's not cringe. And I feel like I could do it. And so I did post a video. And then I just feel like I got so lucky with
it. So funny. Her beginning videos, if you scroll back, her first like 15 videos are all like 2-3 million views. Like first video, 3 million views. Second video, 2 million views.
I remember. I feel like I was following your content, or I found you like, I coincide like Lady Efron with dark days of pandemic.
Right. Me too. Unfortunately. It was very much like what like started going viral in my first video was like reading old diary entries. So I had like probably 10 of those max. And then when I was done reading out of my diary, I was like, all right, Lady Efron, it's been a great run. But I somehow magically kept like pulling out stuff to do.
And so from that success, obviously there's all of the exciting things, the opportunities, the brand deals, the being self-employed, the creativity. Mm-hmm. What have you guys found you've struggled with that you didn't even think about when you were seeking where you are at now?
That's such a good question. I definitely struggle with the lack of structure, and I am not a person, like I'm self-employed, but I also can't do something unless I have like a deadline or somebody breathing down my neck being like, do this. So because I'm self-employed, it's so easy for me not to do things. Mm-hmm. And like when I was teaching, I was like, if there is a way for me to have a job where I am not on my feet at all hours of the day and I can go to the bathroom whenever I want, like, please let that be somehow. And now here we are, and I'm still just like, there's gotta be a happy medium somewhere.
Right. Now you're like, it's
now
too
I can go to the bathroom whenever I want.
Max.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Connor?
I'm not struggling at all. I feel awesome. No, I'm just kidding. Same thing. I mean, it's like tough to, like I worked at Bumble. I was pretty early to Bumble, like when it was like a very early startup. And I was like, what's going to happen with this? Now it's a public company and so is Bird. Mm-hmm. But like now I'm the startup. Like I have to go to events. I have to make sure like not Bumble is at the right events and with the right people like posting the right stuff, but like me. And so like thinking of it as like a startup, it's like, how do we grow? How do we grow? How do we grow? And then how do we not burn out? Mm-hmm. And there's like, I don't know how to, I'm teetering on that. It's super weird. But I always give this because it's such an interesting thing. Like so many TikTokers. It's so funny. Like TikTokers are the new like celebrity people. Like they're at all the events now and it's who people are watching. They're not, you know, unless someone slaps someone at an award show, no one's really watching the award show. You're seeing it on TikTok. So it's like, which direction do we go with this? Like, am I a, you know, comedian? Am I just an internet like personality? Like what do we do? And I always say it's kind of like, and once you have a team, once you're like working with people that like know what they're doing, they're like, what do you want to do? And it's like, I don't know. Like, you tell me.
Right. Like, what's the high level? And I heard on your guys' show talking about how all the TikTokers were at the Oscars. And I loved this line you had, Brooke, of like, we're missing the plot because we're just trying to get these like one-off viral things. I think it also speaks to our age group in general with success. It's like, how do I quickly get where I want to be? There's not as much desire to put the work in or like have a slow, because there's a lot of comparison too.
Yeah.
My friends are getting married. My friends are doing this brand. My friends are here. My friends are this.
Right.
Like, I struggle to slow down because I am afraid everyone's going to keep going like this and I'm going to be left in the back.
Right. And I like, for whatever reason, my body reacts to that. Like there's so much going on. I'm so overwhelmed. I am paralyzed and like can't do anything. Yeah. I wish I was the other way where it would like push me forward. But for whatever reason, I'm just like, oh my God, there's so much to do. Let me not do any of it because I'm so overwhelmed.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But I think that then comparison is a thief of joy, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think about like some of my work days when I was going to an office 9 to 5. I'm like, my slowest days now are like some of my very productive days when I was in an office. It's just like when I was working jobs, it was just like 9 to 5, shut the laptop, I'm done. And this, it's like, I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, I have to write this down because that's probably a pretty lucrative idea.
Right.
You know, if I miss it. So there's no off, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of always on.
Back to what you were saying, Connor, about having, you are the person you're marketing.
Right.
Do you find it tough to separate like your, who you are as a person and content? I feel like everything to me is a content idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting on a Halloween costume back in October. It was tight on me. I didn't feel great. I'm starting to have a meltdown and I'm like, oh my God, I should film this. Like, this is relatable. This is content.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in the middle of like a body image breakdown and
wow.
I'm like, let me monetize this. It's
yeah.
fucked.
Yeah. That is a mind fuck.
Bill us for our billable hours because I feel like we're getting down to some interesting like breakthroughs
yeah, this is
here
good.
On our end. We never talk.
No, we don't. It's
this
really
is,
it's refreshing.
This is real pod.
It's
this
refreshing.
Is real pod.
Yeah.
This is the realest pod.
I feel like we're always like, okay, what's the next punchline?
I know. I'm like, how do I make this a joke?
No,
I'm
no.
about to cry.
I know.
No, there's no jokes. Just cry. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's hard. I've thought about that. Like, I was visiting some friends in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore. We went to this bar. And like, I didn't know, but like, I guess like a significant portion of the people that follow me are in Jersey for some reason. And like, news to me. And I get there and we go to this bar and I guess it was like a very popular bar for like people our age. And I walked in, I've never seen so many people like look at me. And I was like looking behind me and I was like, is Gronkowski here? Like, who is? And I was just like talking to people and hanging out with people, whatever, taking pictures, taking shots, whatever. And then all of a sudden it was like 10 p.m. and my friends were like, we're going home. And I was like, oh, like I didn't even see my friends that I'm visiting. And this was like our Saturday night.
Mm.
And I didn't even see them because I was like being mm-hmm. like fibula all night.
Yeah.
Of, like,
and when
friends.
Someone comes up to you, you have this pressure to like
yeah.
be everything that they imagined you were.
Right.
Yeah.
I relate to that too. And also, but you guys as comedians, so I'm not funny. I'm not a comic. But anyways, Corporate Natalie is my best friend. And
yeah.
she says all the time, the pressure she feels, like you said, how to make this a joke,
mm-hmm.
to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
When someone comes up to her at a bar in San Francisco, she feels like she has to like bid it up for 10 minutes and make them laugh. And she doesn't always want to do that.
Yeah.
Right. It's also really hard because I like talk about my anxiety a lot, like in my content. But like when I'm talking about it, I'm not anxious because I'm like in my home recording a 60-second video and I have complete control over that.
Yeah.
But then in public, when somebody comes up to me, like I think I'm a lot more quiet and a lot more reserved than people expect me to be because I'm one way online. And then in person, like I struggle to interact with people a lot of the time and just feel like so awkward. So that's something that I always think about. Like, I just like feel like I'm disappointing people a lot. That's mm-hmm. that's feeling so deep.
Wow, that is pretty deep.
Mouth. Yeah. But it's like so weird because it's like I say I have anxiety, but like you don't see it.
Yeah.
Online.
I've had people make TikToks and be like, Fibula was such a dick to me. I was like, I probably like just wasn't like
really?
On 100%. And that was like on, like someone messaged me and was like, dude, you were so rude to my girlfriend. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean to be unintentional. Please tell her, like, my bad. And he's like, oh, that was really nice of you, actually. Like, I'm going to shoot you a follow because of that. And I'm like, I don't need you to follow me, dude.
Right.
Just,
it's like,
I just don't want even one person to be like, he sucks. Like,
right.
You have an off day and people are like, you are a fucking
right.
asshole.
Okay. My bachelorette is just weeks away. And so I am definitely daydreaming of my next beach getaway because it's right around the corner. And maybe you are dreaming of that beach getaway. Or even if you're not like a touch the water type of person, I get it. Whatever your speed is, Macy's is bringing you all of the island vibes. They've got must-haves like tropical print flowy skirts, top sets, cutout bathing suits, jelly sandals. I love a jelly sandal. That is so the trend right now. I'm so glad. I need to get a pair. And they've got the cutest dangly fruit earrings. Oh my God, it sounds precious. Bucket hats and so much more to add that little or major bit of oomph to the perfect outfit. And Macy's gets that you've got enough to plan before your vacation, so their personal stylists will help you put your look together, either in-store or from the comfort of your home. And it's totally free. It's totally free to do that. So head to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. Once again, Macy's.com/personal stylist. I mean, you are going to get free help from a style guru. You all know I've been trying to up my style game. So if you were also looking for the perfect way to match the items
in your shopping cart or that you've ordered from Macy's, head to macys.com/personalstylist to book your free appointment today. Once again, macys.com/personalstylist.
Your friendship, I think, is super unique and special. The fact that you guys have been able to meet in just under the past 2 years, do business together, also have an awesome friendship. How do you vet like genuine relationships? I feel like there's a lot of social climbing. Mm-hmm. I said in the beginning, you guys are the cool kids. You got to know you're the cool kids. How do you know when people are coming up to you and they're actually want to get to know you?
That's a good question. I think like I have this really toxic mindset right now of just like, I have enough friends. And like, I don't know, like that feels.
But that's healthy. You don't always have to be like adding new friends if you feel like you're so fulfilled by them.
Right. I think that's true. And if someone came up to me and I like genuinely felt like this is somebody that I need to keep in my life, I think I would. But I just am feeling like very comfortable with the people I have now. And just, I think you're the exact opposite.
No. I am like the 100% most, I have so many friends, it's like insane. And it's like, I'm serious, but it's become an issue. Like exactly what you're saying. I think we talked about this on the like yesterday or something. But like, I like making friends. I like talking to people. And like, I have a cool waiter or waitress that like follows us on something. I'm like, why don't you come with, like, when are you off? Like, come with us. And then I have a new friend. But then it's like,
see, I'm not that
way. What happened today, and we were talking about on the way here, is like, Coachella is obviously like, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to the desert. Now I've got 15 people texting me trying to get them on lists like for stuff. And then I've got everybody staying in a different location. And I'm end up being the person that's coordinating 10 friend groups because they're not super close. And like, I'm like friends with this person who's in this house, and this person wants to hang out at this house. We've got people staying in hotels that got like a last minute ticket that like are alone, and I feel responsible. I don't want them to be alone. I'm like, okay, come on. And then I'm going to end up being,
do you feel like you overextend yourself? You say yes way too much.
Mm-hmm. Way too much. I was supposed to go to Disneyland yesterday, like an idiot, for 2 hours, drive to Anaheim, go for 2 hours, come back for an event last night that I walked up to, got social anxiety, and walked back to my car and drove home. I picked a phone call and went home.
So where does that come from? Are you a people pleaser?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so. But I also have like social anxiety, like pretty bad. It's weird being like an extrovert, but when I'm done being extroverted, like when we do our podcast with like a guest or something, I have to like go home and like decompress. But then if someone texts me to do something, I go too. So like, I don't really know what it is.
Because of like FOMO?
Like FOMO, but also like,
not being a no man.
I'm not confrontational.
Oh, I'm a no man.
I never say no, but I'm also like not confrontational.
Right.
So like,
it's easier to say yes and suck up the misery than be like no and have a hard conversation.
No, well, I'll even get invited to this like a thing for Coachella. And I'm like, I really cannot go. Yeah, I'll be there, RSVP me. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll have to figure out a way to like leave people that are in town visiting me to like go say hi at this thing and then leave and go back. I have to bail on some stuff actually when we finish.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I got offered to go with a brand and I said no, I'd rather buy my own ticket, not have any deliverables.
Let's go. I want to
frolic through the field with Max. I might, there's one party I might show up to, maybe. And but also the environment. Do you ever find yourself at these like big parties with all these influencers? And it's like, I don't, maybe not for you guys because you know a lot more people than I feel like I do. But I don't know, it can feel like, not high school, but
it
just
feels like an episode of Black Mirror sometimes.
Sometimes. And it's just like, it's all like these different friend groups and who do you, and I love meeting people too, Connor, but I'm always such an overthinker that I'm like, do they think I'm trying to, are my intentions bad? Do they think I'm trying to collab?
Right.
And I'm not. I'm like, I'm just trying to meet people who do what I do because I have no other people who do what I do.
I have absolutely lost any ounce of like caring about how many followers or like who people are. And that could be good or bad. But like what I found out since like moving here and living here and being in this scene is like a lot of these like influencers, huge influencers, have no friends, none. And they'll see like us having fun with like our friends. And they're like, can I come hang out? I'm like, whoa, you have 9 million followers plus and nobody to text. And we've met once. You know,
why it's do you like, think that is?
I don't know. I think a lot of people, this is a theory, I have no idea, but I think a lot of these younger kids especially like never went to college and moved out here to pursue work right away. And kind of like, it is work. We know it's work, but like a lot of people don't view it as work. And also their day-to-day is social climbing and doing collabs, but that's what that's as far as it goes.
And maybe they've always been used by people, so they don't have the genuine right. relationships, and they don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah.
Like, Natalie was at a party recently, and she brought, like, a friend who's not a creator. Basically, there's, like, a VIP area and a non-VIP area, and Natalie could go into the VIP, but her friend couldn't. And so Natalie was like, so I'm not going.
Right.
And then her other friend who's a creator was like, wait, why aren't you going? Like, all these people are in there, we gotta go to this section. And I was like, because I can't bring her.
Right.
And the person was just like, oh my, like, whoa. Like, I'd never seen someone be loyal to a genuine relationship and not climb the ladder. And, like, you could see the wheels turn of just not ever having a real friend. Yeah.
Sad.
That is really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
But you can also, what I've seen happen, I'm sure, I mean, you've seen it too. It's like, there are people too that are really good people, and it's they stick out like a sore thumb, like these huge influencers that are cut from the same cloth and just like normal people.
I also think we have lived such a normal life before finding this,
that you can stay grounded,
influencing experience that
my high school friends would not say that, but
that you've lived a normal life.
No, that like we're living a very grounded experience. How
I think it's more grounded than it could be had we
for
not
sure. Oh, no, totally.
Had we not had those normal experiences. Yeah.
With this conversation being like, you guys, you know, joking about, talking about this stuff, are either of you in therapy? Do you have an outlet that you talk to someone about your life that's not the friends?
I have a new therapist who I am obsessed with. And I see her once a week.
I love that for you.
And it's
her name is also Brooke.
Her name is also Brooke, and that's why I picked her. Thank God. Like, I literally think that my parents named me Brooke, like, by some divine intervention, so that I would find this Brooke and be like, I want her because her name is Brooke.
I'm so glad you found a therapist you love this much.
I really love her. I've, like, been in therapy pretty consistently since I was in, like, kindergarten. And the one I had before Brooke was like, I'm never going back. So bad that I was like, I'm never doing therapy again. It doesn't work. So I'm so glad I gave it another shot, because I look forward to every Thursday at 1 p.m. I think it's just amazing to have someone to talk to who can come at it through, like, a completely, like, outsider perspective. Someone who's not with you in the day-to-day and can, like, take everything you're saying and, like, repeat it back to you in a way that's, like, not touched by, like, a bias of, knowing
and
you.
As a professional.
And as a professional.
So gives you the best advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't people who would have the ability choose to?
And I've been, like, there are so many different phases of my life I've needed therapists for, like, different things. Like, right now it's just, like, someone to talk to. And, like, it has really just been so great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Connor, there's a stigma for men, obviously, with, like, mental health. Do you feel that pressure, like, to not talk, to not expose emotion or the range of it? No, you're good.
No, I tell Brooke, I think men have a period, like some sort of hormone up and down. Like, I definitely feel that way. But you said it was something
else. And I tell you, like, you're probably just sad and should just say,
I'm well,
sad.
I just got my first therapist ever, recently.
Great.
Yeah. And it's really good. I like it for all the same reasons. It's just like, it's cool to have like an unbiased opinion and be like, is this a me thing, or is this like everybody else sucks? Like, I can't tell. And then, like, it's nice to take a step back and, like, perspective wise. But I'm also from Texas. So, like, that's another whole thing where it's like anxiety was never real in Texas, like in high school, especially. And stress was never real. It was like,
rub some dirt in it.
It was just like, no, you have nothing to be stressed about. What could you possibly be stressed about?
Right.
Look around, like, you're good. And it's like,
Oh,
maybe I'm crazy, you know? Then you're like,
right. Well, it's easy to guilt trip yourself, especially I think in today's day and age with so much going on in the world, to recognize privilege, to recognize blessings, and then feel like, I don't deserve to be sad in this life.
Yeah.
My therapist recently said to me, and I thought this was helpful. Well, first of all, I'll preface this by saying it's so important to have perspective. Of course, all of us have perspective for the world and our differences and our privileges. In the therapy session about this such a trivial thing that I was stressing about, you know, I said, this is such a first world problem. And my therapist said, yes, but you live in the first world.
Ooh.
Oh, my goosebumps.
Saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a perspective. Because it is so relative, like, everything that we're dealing with. Like, and it's created brand new problems, too. Like, social media by itself is just, like, so effing draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It
really is. It is.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts? Here's a really great way to answer that question. I believe in them enough that I would never lay in bed at night in the dark and, like, invite the
Like Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Like, yeah. Why would you mess with
it? I believe in it enough that I would not, I'm not playing Ouija.
Okay.
But yes. I don't believe in it enough that I'm like, I have theories.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, Thank you. I think
that's where I stand.
Wait, because we're here, another good assessment I have that I love is whenever people ask me if I can sing, this is what I say. I say, I'm not good enough that if you heard me singing at a bar, you'd be like, this person needs to be famous.
Yeah.
But I'm not bad enough that I was singing at a bar, you'd be like, why'd they hire her?
Oh, I like that.
Wow. Those are my two best analogies I have.
That's really good.
I made serious note of the ghost one. I think that that's going to be my answer now too. Like, why would I mess with something that I know nothing about?
Why'd you ask about ghosts though?
It's just kind of my go-to because I'm so glad I asked you because I'm curious how like different people answer. And like a lot of people are like, yeah, like spirituality. And I'm like, shut up. Because that's like a cop-out answer. That was a really good answer. Like I'm not in a place to answer that question.
Yeah.
And on the singing front, I made a list of icks for myself.
Uh-oh.
And one of them is every now and then I come across a song and I'm like, maybe like I just haven't found the right song that I can sing yet. And this song, like I can't even think of a specific song, but like I'm like, what if this is the song mm-hmm. with the specific awesome note that I can finally hit? And I'm like, I just hit it.
Because you're a good singer?
And then you rewind. No, I suck ass.
No, but you like, actually do have a good voice.
Sometimes. Some notes, right? But it's never the notes that I think I'm going to hit. So I'll be in the car by myself and then rewind to that part that I think I can hit and then turn it down right before and try to hit it. And it is the most bone-chilling. Like, I want to just, like, park my car and walk home in the silence because it's just, like, it's sickening.
You can train singing, though.
Lin-Manuel Miranda type. You right. can learn that type
right.
of singer.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
you can shake your voice or
right.
whatever. But
that's also really good. Yeah, yeah.
You're not gonna be rebirthed into a doll.
I feel like it's the same as painting. Like yeah, you can learn yeah, yeah. how to paint, but like you're either gonna be born
there's
like,
a certain level
with a certain level of talent or yeah. not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's skills that you're certainly born with.
Yeah. In terms of spirituality, do you guys believe in God?
I do.
I go back and forth. Like, if I were to say no, I'd be like, oh my God, like, please don't be mad at me, God.
Like, right, like, I don't want to go to hell. But I also don't think if I, like, pray for this in my life that I'm going to get my specific answer. Like, I'm not a file in the Morgan Freeman cabinet in Bruce Almighty.
Right, but, like, if I'm... Like, I'm tempted to say no, but I know if, like, I'm about to get in a car wreck, like, I'll be, like, praying God. I'll be like, please, please. So, I do believe in a higher power.
That's my dad's theory. He's like, well, why not believe? Because I'd rather get to the gates right. of heaven and be like, phew, then, like, oh, shit, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what I believe, but I believe in something yeah. greater.
I'm the same way as yeah. you.
You've kind of been sounding a little bit like Julia Fox
really?
Today.
Really? Yeah. Oh, in a good way or a bad way?
Just, like, I'm just getting little like, tings and pings of it.
Oh,
tings like, and pings are getting
I made it myself.
Yeah, yeah, you're like,
I made it myself.
Who am I to say?
Oh my God, wait,
God
that
is
sounded
real.
Just like
I made it myself.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I mean, Texas. I grew up going to church every Sunday.
How often do you guys go home and like keep in touch with family mm. and old friends?
I just got back from home.
You go home a lot. I haven't been since I went home for Thanksgiving.
And do they humble you or do they think you're big stars and like brag about you in the neighborhood?
Mine are back and forth. Like,
same.
My dad listens. My dad will listen to this. For a fact, like he
Hi,
listens
Dad.
To
hey
Dad,
hey Aww.
Pete, he listens and he brings it up. I'm like, please don't listen to.
He's gonna be like, Claire, so therapy, tell me.
No therapy, but like some podcasts I go on, it's like a lot about like sex or whatever, and I'm like, I don't want to. He brought up one that I was
oh,
on.
Oh no, which yeah, one?
The Stallone Sisters.
Yes.
And we talked a lot about like hookups and sex, and he was like, I really liked that one with those girls, and I was like.
Oh,
that sucks. Okay.
Flashbacks
like,
to the Birds and Beasts combo.
Oh, God.
Oh, and then my little cousins, I was back at home this weekend, and my cousins are in town from Boston, and they're like 6 and 10, and they were like, you wore your yellow pants on a podcast, and like, you shouldn't wear those pants anymore. And that was the Stallone Sisters podcast as well.
Wow.
A lot of promos. Someone else.
Shout out Sophie and Sistine. Yeah. Unwaxed, baby.
Yeah, that was so much fun. They're awesome. But I was wearing the yellow pants on that, which means they also listened to me talk about hooking up and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, they don't like, they get recognized, which I think is kind of fun for them because I'll put them in videos all the time.
Your little cousins or the Stallone sisters?
No, my mom and dad will get recognized.
Oh.
And so, like, that's the only time they're like, oh, this is like a real thing. Or like their tennis partners or something will come Aww. Up to them and be like, our daughter or our son, like, follows your son on.
Uh-huh.
And then that's the only time. But they're that's not like. Cute. You're in Hollywood. They're
right,
like,
right.
This is just the first job that they've understood.
Okay, so I think this is a good topic for you both, too. On that note, I always wonder, at what point of celebrity does like Ariana Grande stop calling her cousin about her appearance on a show because you're so famous, like it doesn't even matter? Or that Ariana Grande can sing about like sex and 69ing and no one worries about Nani. Whereas like right. we're still in a place where we think about our family wants to listen to everything. Like at what point do you go on Jimmy Kimmel and no one in your life bats an eye?
For me, never. I don't think.
I could get past it pretty quickly. Like Sydney Sweeney's interview where she was like answering like someone that was like, what do your grandparents think? They've seen the show and like you had all those scenes and she was like, my grandparents said I have the best tits in Hollywood.
And it's I just love like that.
She's so good and she's so talented.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was really
That's
cool.
iconic.
That she's is awesome. Iconic. But
I was just like
I heard she's a tier two for you, maybe.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And I did a lot of research before this.
I love that.
Do you have a tier system, do you think?
My tier one is Taylor Swift.
Wow. Of
would
course.
Die without of her. Course, we are gonna be friends. Course. I have a plan.
I know that. Yeah.
I was supposed to have executed by now. I haven't. It's okay.
Do I could see that. You and Taylor.
Are you able to reveal the plan?
Yeah, the plan was that by 25 we were gonna be in the same friend group. Remember when she had that girl posse group?
Right.
I was like, I'll be in the group. She'll be at my wedding as a friend. We're not there. We exchanged in the sense of I posted a TikTok about her and she commented on it.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
I know. I've ordered a
She's
shirt
seen
with
your face.
It on it.
Good.
Yeah. And she has heard me obsess about her.
It seems like you're on a good track. And I think once you're in the algorithm for somebody, especially like an A-lister like that, I think they see your stuff more frequently.
Oh,
and also, sure. We were just dealing with this because there was like a situation that just happened. But I think it's like way more common than we think for like these number one A-list celebrities to be 1 degree away. Like they have normal friends.
Yeah.
And then their friends are following us and we don't know their names.
Right.
Because she's not like, oh, my friend Lauren is like right. follows you.
You wonder if you could see a list of like who's right. seen your TikToks, yeah. like the famous people that have seen your TikToks. Or when you find someone famous is following you and you're like,
could you imagine if you could just filter yeah. by like, I always said that you should be able to filter by like priority almost because that could be a loop.
On people who viewed?
Like viewed or liked. Or have follow you because there's no unless you're scrolling yeah. looking for a blue check all the time.
Oh right, no, that's what I'm saying. And yeah, and I don't say this
like
I,
you don't know who's seen or yeah. liked your stuff.
I don't say this to what's the word like hype myself up,
right?
But it's perfect for this conversation. I go to Camila Cabello's profile the other day.
No way, follow back.
Yes.
Oh. Holy shit, that's so cool.
And you like that is so insane that you just had no idea.
Well, first of all, I was following her. I saw it because I clicked on her following because she shouted out this girl that I know. And so I was like, oh, if she follows this girl that I know, I wonder who else she follows that I know. And it said me.
Holy
and
smokes.
I died. So that's just an example of like, I'm like, for how long, when, where do you even like my content? Now I can't post for like
right.
a month while I think
yeah.
about this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
My question is always like, at what point in your own like journey to celebrity do you have to stop like openly, insanely thirsting and fangirling after other people that like you might come across?
I
like
you
know, so desensitized.
I like used to do this thing way early in the pandemic, like probably like when I started to get some steam that I would make fun of Netflix shows.
Right.
And like I'd watch one episode and then just like tear them apart. And then Netflix started reposting them. And I was like, shit. Like people from the shows I was watching were like following me and like
yeah.
laughing at it and whatever. And then I was like, I'm like scared to mess with these people because they can see it.
It's like when they say you girl boss a bit too close to
right.
the sun.
Yeah. Oh, I forget.
Oh, I girl boss them- way too close to the sun in terms of what I've been saying on our podcast and just who's been listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's
what
so
happened?
Basically what happened was I joined the gym and there's like a wall of like trainers, pictures of them. And there was one trainer that was like really, really cute. And I was like started like thought spiraling like, wow, like imagine if like this guy was my trainer. And then I posted on Instagram, like, can someone please like write a fan fiction about me and this trainer? And I used his real name, which like I just never would think like that's going to become anything. And someone responded like immediately.
I feel like you forget you're kind of famous.
I forget that people are looking. And then someone responded immediately with like a full-fledged like 2-chapter fan fiction of me and this trainer who I still had yet to meet at this point that was like so well written and like really like I wanted more from that fan fiction. And then on our podcast, I was like, Connor, like read this out loud. He read it on the podcast.
I made it sound really sexy too.
It's so good too. And then long story short, it got back to the trainer and he came up to me at the gym. The other day.
Like with what vibes?
Like I was like a little kid almost. He was like, hi. And I was
that's
like,
so bad.
Like, it was It was horrible. And I literally,
and you, I know you hate cringy situations.
I didn't say, all I said was, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so, can I have a picture with you? I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. And it was like, and I was just like, you just never know who's listening. Because I never thought like anybody at Equinox would be listening to like us fuck around on a podcast.
We also, this is all in the last episode too. I just got a really tough twitch in my eye. So if that's being caught by the camera, like I know what's happening. Can you see it?
No.
It's my left eye.
Yeah, I do, but it's not as bad as you're thinking.
It's all I can feel.
Where does that come from?
It's been a week. I've had it for a week. I think I'm dehydrated. Anyways, so last week we were talking about Alexandra Daddario from like White Lotus and Baywatch, whatever. And she basically like had my name in her bio, and I found out from like someone random middle of the pandemic, like hardcore pandemic.
So,
like,
wifer.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, like summer of 2020. And I was like, this is so sick.
Connor Wood fan account.
This is so incredible. That was her bio. Hi, I'm Alex. This is a Connor Wood fan account. And it was like that for so long. And it said David Dobrik as well, but Connor Mask and David, or Connor Wood and David Dobrik. And then I DM'd her and then I accidentally left her on read. And then I DM'd her back and I was like, just so you know, like I consider this like my memorial. Like every time I check that it's still here, it's like this bench that my grandpa who died, we have a bench with a plaque on it, with his name on it. And this is my bench. She obviously did not respond to that. And then like we checked the other day and she had removed my name from her bio. And we talked about that on the pod and we mentioned it. And then on Thursday night.
We have updates.
Someone sent us her bio and it was, this is a Connor Wood and Brooke Averick fan account. She added Brooke and followed Brooke back.
So it's back up.
Yeah.
Currently.
And I didn't even follow her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she just followed. Yeah.
Wait, this is amazing. Try to have her on your show.
We're trying. We are doing everything in our power.
I mean, Connor, wife her up.
We also talked about this today. It's okay to acknowledge that some people are just like, I would never feel comfortable being dating her or being in a relationship with her because I'd just be like, you are like a god to me.
Uh-huh.
Like you're like an actual, like, ethereal being.
So it's almost like you keep the tier ones as like a distant thing. You never actually really want it to come to fruition.
No major idols.
If by some miracle one of my tier ones was like, I'm in love with you and I want to be
you
with
you. You just ruined it.
I don't think I could in a healthy way. Because the whole time I'd just be like, you are so scary out of my league that like I'm so insecure and I'm just like miserable. You know,
and that's why we're both in therapy.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, full circle.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm sure you never want to talk to me again. We get way too deep.
No,
run away from me.
On the contrary, I need to book a weekly podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, send us our bill.
Oh, well, thank you guys.
Thank you for having us.
So much fun. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind-the-scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.